Really, Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Libracha. We're up to Simon Tuf Kufnun Beis Eif Tes. Kol Zeh, everything we've been discussing till now is at the real Suda Mafsekas. What is that? She'en Dai Tolechol Oed Achareha Sudas Keva. You don't plan on eating any more another meal afterwards, maybe a snack, but not a real meal. And Shu'achar Chatzos, it's after Chatzos. Avalim Hayakodim Chatzos. Before Chatzos, it's not called the Suda Mafsekas. Oh, if it's Achar Chatzos, V'day Tolechol, Achreya Sudas Keva, Ein Tzarech Chazar B'Dvarim Halalu. You don't have to be careful with these things. You can have a regular meal. And that's what we do. The Ramah says, that's what we do. V'minik B'chol Gulilos Ashkenaz, Lechol Sudas Kavua, Koda Mincha, V'achar Kach Smali Mincha, V'ochim Suda Mafsekas. We have a big meal before Mincha. Like the Shulchan Aruch says, that's not the Suda Mafsekas because you're going to have another meal afterwards. Then we daven Mincha, and then we have the Suda Mafsekas afterwards. But why do we daven Mincha? So one of the reasons is to make, if you have a big meal, and then a few minutes later, a small meal, so like that, the benching of the first meal, like, wasn't really necessary. Having the Mincha as a break, this is how Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz Shlita explained, having the meal in the middle is a break. So that's the custom in Klal Yisrael, that the Suda Mafsekas is after Mincha. Now, the Ramah says, V'noagin laharbos ksas besuda rishona kidei shilazik lematainis. We try to eat a little more than normal at the big meal before Mincha, because you want to be able to successfully fast and shouldn't be dehydrated or something during the tainis. Hogu poskim mi bodom poim kippur, because we stop early. We don't just start Tisha B'Av right at Shkia. We stop a little early. But miu mishiyuchal l'sagei fa'atzmo v'yodea be'atzmo she'enetanis maziklo v'machmer al'atzmo nikra kadosh k'enir ali. But someone who's able to lessen what he eats, and it's a little more difficult, and not eat a big meal before mincha, so he's considered a kadosh, and that's even a higher level. Now, nowadays, we're weak. We're not able to do this. So the custom nowadays is to eat a meal before Mincha, and then after Mincha, have the Suda Mafsekas. Now, the Mishnah Berurah discusses this, that not everyone likes this idea, because if you have a big meal before Mincha, so then when you're finishing after Mincha, when you have another meal after Mincha, that's not really a meal. You're not hungry at all. It's like a zecher to the Suda Mafsekas. And that's a Suda Saroi. Now, if that's not a real meal, then it turns out the meal before Mincha was the real Suda Mafsekas. But you ate a lot. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, some Acharonim say, this is an interesting Chumrah, some Acharonim say that at the meal before Mincha, only have one cooked item. That way, in case you eat too much, and then the meal after Mincha is not a real Suda. It's a Suda Saroi. It's more like a snack with bread. So it turns out your real, quote-unquote, Suda Mafsekas is before Mincha. Oh, you were Yotze. You only had one cooked item. So that, the Mishnah Berurah quote that some Achronim have that Chumrah. Oh. Now, but he concludes with the Eliyahu Rabbah. The Eliyahu Rabbah says, no, and the Mishnah Berurah goes with this, that your kavana is l'shem shemayim, and you're having the big meal before mincha, in order that the tainis should not be too difficult for you. You're not going to dehydrate. You're not going to get too weak. You're allowed to do that, but you have to make sure chacham enu v'rosha. Look ahead. Don't stuff yourself. Lo yaspiy asma yoser midai. Don't get too full, and you have to make sure that you'll have enough room after the suda, after mincha, to eat, and it's not a chila gasa. And it's not a chila saroi. If you force yourself to eat when you're not hungry at all, it's a chila gasa. And if you eat a little, it's a chila, it's a snack. You have to have a meal. So that's our custom. And therefore, we eat more than one tafshil before, at the suda before mincha. Just you have to, this is the main phrase to keep in mind. Chacham einav v'rosho. That means a chacham looks ahead, and you don't stuff yourself at the meal before Mincha. Now, Sifyud. Im chal Tisha B'Av be'echad b'Shabbos, o chal b'Shabbos, Mincha le'achar Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, or it's on Shabbos and pushed off till Sunday, so then, the Shulchan Aruch says, your shalashidus is basically, we'll see, regular. Ochel basar v'shoste yayin v'sudam afsekes. You have meat and wine at the shalashidus if you want. Umala shulchanu afil kasuda shlomo v'es malchusa, a big meal. Oh, the Ramo adds on, v'tzarech lahafsik mibod yom. You have to stop before shkia, the Mishnah Berurah explains. Because the fast starts at shkia. And now the Mishnah Berurah tells you something important. You have to make sure, the shul rabbis have to tell people, when you're eating, when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, Saturday night, Sunday, you have to make sure to stop the Suda before Shkia. See, normally on Shabbos, the Shalashidus goes after Shkia, and then we bench and we say Ritzei, because it's all linked up to the beginning of the meal, and then we go to Av Marav afterwards. So a normal Shalashidus goes after Shkia. But here, since it's Tisha B'Av on Motzoi Shabbos, so therefore you have to stop eating. Before Shkia. So you have to make sure to announce this and make sure people know, because it's a different feel from a normal Shalashidus. Now, at this Shalashidus, the Mishnah Berurah says you can eat with your family for sure, and then having guests also. If a person always has guests for Shalashidus, then you can have guests for this Shalashidus as well, because you don't want to make it seem like it's Avelus Beferhesia. I always have guests, and now I'm not having guests, and so I'm toning down my Shabbos because of the Avelus that you're not supposed to do. So for sure you have your family, and if you're Rugil, if you always have a guest that guests at Shalashidus, you can have a guest here as well. Now, nowadays we always have the Suda of a Bris Mila early in the day on Shabbos. In those days, sometimes they would have it later in the day. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if Motzei Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, you should be careful to have the Suda before Mincha, the Suda of the Bris Mila before Mincha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says here that even though you're having meat and wine and it's a regular meal, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Makom, Yeshev B'Da'avon Nefesh L'Yinag B'Simcha. Mishnah Berurah says that you should sit a little more subdued than normal. More subdued than normal. Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins, you can have Zmiros at Shalashidus, and it feels like a regular Shalashidus. The lesson of the post-scheme is, the mood should be somewhat subdued. Meaning, you shouldn't go all out like on a regular Shalashidus. So have the Shalashidus Zmiros, that's Rav Moshe's Psak. But because of this line of the Mishnah Berurah, it should be somewhat subdued, not exactly the same as a regular Shabbos. Oh, Sifir Aleph. Misha kibel alav tainu sheni chamisha kol yemos hashana. A person made a neder. I'm fasting every Monday and Thursday the whole year. And then it turns out Erev Tisha B'Av falls out on Monday. So you can't be on Thursday because Tisha B'Av is never on Friday. So what do you do now? You're not going to fast 2 days in a row with a night in the middle. That's impossible. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yishalot Nidro. You should be Matcha Neder, because it's impossible to fast Monday night, Tuesday. Or, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yil Vatanisu Pareya. You can borrow a Tainis. That means you're not going to fast this Monday, and you'll fast on a different day instead. And the Shulchan Aruch here says that works. Here there's an interesting discussion. Later on, Hilchos Tainios, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do this. This idea of borrowing a fast day from one day to a different time. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah discusses, how to work out that apparent contradiction. Now, the Ramah continues. Vagonim kasu de misana arachat filas mincha. The Gonim have a different angle. You should fast most of the day till after Mincha, and then have your Suda Mafsekes before Shkia, and that's the way to keep your Neder going. But to also have the Suda Mafsekes before Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah Berurah says it's hard to work this out, the details exactly, so it's better to do Atar. He quotes the Achronim say that it's better to do the Atar Sedarim, and that would be the preferred option in such a case. Similarly, if someone has a tainis cholom that he has, that is an erev Tisha B'Av, he would do this. He would fast only until mincha. He'd fast until mincha, and after mincha he'd be able to eat the suda mafsekas. So to a yahrzeit, the Mishnah Berurah says, some people have, the Shulchan Aruch says, there's a custom to fast on a yahrzeit. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, if this happens, that a person's yahrzeit, erev Yom Kippur, what he should do is the first time he fasts, make it a tanai and say, I'm only going to fast until after chatzos, and then daven mincha gedola. So now he's done with mincha. Then have his regular big meal, and then later have a small suda mafsekas, and that way he can keep the minute going of fasting. He fasted half the day on the yard site, and still be able to prepare for Tisha B'Av, and be able to fast, get ready for the fast in the more normal way. Finally, the Shulchan Aruch says, we don't say Tachanun on Erev Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is called the Moed, a special day and in the calendar, and therefore there's no Tachanun on Erev Tisha B'Av either. If it's Shabbos, you don't say if it's Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av, you don't say Tzid Kascha. Whenever there's no Tachanun, you don't say Tzid Kascha. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the minhag is that we do say Av HaRachamim, before Musaf. Okay, we'll stop here.